Okay, so are we ready to go?
Yes.
Yes.
We are recorded, so therefore, Jeremiah, you have recorded attendance. I will call this meeting to order. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
And Madhu, I second that. So, Madhu.
Hi.
Anthony, aye. Agenda has been approved. This is very efficient, by the
Yes.
Okay, are there any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items?
Done.
Are there any presentations from the floor on agenda items?
None.
Okay, we will move to number three, discussion items and updates. And I will first open it up to I think Tracy and Farnaz and maybe you as well, Jeremiah, in relation to anything that you wanted to discuss or to bring up to the committee in regards to the audit.
Well, nothing too much from my end, just that this audit process took place over last 7 or 8 months, and it's concluding. It was extended via ex the grant extension we received, and that yeah, there aren't any major or minor findings or no, or any management notes in this report. There are some
Which is
textual.
awesome, by the way. Well done
Yeah.
again. I think if I heard correctly from Nazi the other day, is that 21 in a row? How many in a row have we had that there have been no findings?
That would be 2021, I think. Because, yeah, from 2020 on.
Yeah.
From 2000 on, sorry.
Right. Yeah. So that's just fantastic. It's great, by the way. So kudos to everyone.
Absolutely. There are a few textual and just additional notes that we that I've identified, and Tracy and the EdTech team. So I thought we could go through some of those with you and gain your approval, and then after that we'd go back to the auditor and ask them to make the changes to correct the report.
Okay.
Anything else, Tracy or Farnaz?
I mean, I'll just weigh in just for context. This was an extremely complicated year for us. Financially, a lot of it was just so much more going on this year than ever before, because we had our PPP loan was forgiven. We took out a $30 million loan that took out two other items, and is backed by bond dollars. And we had millions of dollars of federal funds on top of that PPP that were all restricted funds that we had to track and report on. So I'll have to say I was really proud of our team that we didn't have any findings, because this was by far the most complex year for us to be audited on to date. And hopefully we won't have as much going on next year. So far, so good. Just a
Yeah.
lot of restricted funding again, but. Farnaz, is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I just wanted to sincerely appreciate our team because, on top of everything that Tracy mentioned, the opening of an additional school meant for a lot of purchasing and a ton of additional, accounts payable and receivable at all times. And it's just been a very hard year for our finance team, and the fact that they've come through with a team transition and that both Tracy and Sadai are together for this meeting right now just makes my heart happy. So I just want to appreciate their hard work.
Yes. Thank you. Welcome, Kennedy.
Hi, I apologize. I was running late from a meeting with my own auditors, so my apologies.
Yes, you guys, Tracy and your team, you guys rocked all those things that were going on, and it's great to be a part of an organization that is so financially sound.
Yeah, with that, There are some notes I took on the various corrections we'd like to propose. And Tracy, let me know if I missed anything, you know, that were not in the emails. But yeah, so the first one I have is on page 4. And it has to do with how deferred rent and deferred revenue are displayed here. Yeah, so it's just, I think, something EdTech asked for and to clarify the difference. And the auditors are already going to make that change. The next one is from pages 6 to 8, the statement of functional expenses. And here, these are allocations based on whether they go to the program, whether they go to management and general, or whether the expenses go to fundraising. So there's just some minor changes we'd like to recommend to the auditors so that all the allocations go to the proper places.
So you're just revising allocations or assignments?
Yeah. For instance, there's utilities. Most of them have been charged to program, but one of the utilities we noticed was charged to management in general. So it didn't make as much sense to split it that way, and we asked for it to go all one way.
Okay.
Yeah. So things of that nature. And then on page 15 here, some updates about loan maturities, loan extensions that we received. Anything you want to add here, Tracy?
Sure. The request that I made was their description of our economic injury disaster loan. It states that we started making payments July 2021, but obviously we didn't because it was deferred, the payments, and it made it look as if we hadn't made payments. So I asked them to change it to the deferral date.
Yep. And unless I'm missing something, I think the last one was on page 20. So this one just states our charter renewal terms as the original five-year terms, but because of a recent law that passed, all charters were extended by 2 years. So we wanted to make sure that reflected in the audit report for whoever's going to read it.
So that is the update, the
2019-2024? This is the original, and okay, we're going to ask the auditor to add 2 years.
2026, okay.
Yeah. Yep. For all the schools. And that was it that I have.
I think Dorothy requested one change, which was they had lumped together deferred rent and deferred revenue, I think, and she wanted them to separate it out. I'm not sure which page that was on, but.
Oh, right. Yeah, I saw that as being on page 4. But yeah, that's the one that Dorothy requested. I think it was here.
Deferred revenue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are the changes we requested. I'm not sure if any of the committee members have any questions about them or anything else in addition.
Can I, so is the and Tracy, you and I spoke about the ERTC, Employee Retention Tax Credit. That was for which year again?
That's for 2020 through 2021, through July of 2021. That's not reflected anywhere here. We have applied for it, but we probably won't hear about it until next fiscal year.
Okay. And then once you do hear about it, would that, you're saying you would put those revenues on hold for a period of time? Is that what I understood?
Honestly, I'm not sure yet. I think that when the cash comes in, we'll probably make a determination with EdTech. But we didn't we didn't recognize it in the fiscal years in which we applied for. I think we would just recognize it when we received the cash.
Okay. Well, if nothing else, I think we can turn it back to you, Anthony.
Okay. Kennedy, Madhu, I just want to make sure any other questions, concerns you have before we move forward?
Nope.
Okay, Farnaz, anything? Just don't want to exclude you either.
Nothing from me, thank you.
Okay, so then moving on to audit committee next steps. And I don't know if Tracy or Jeremiah or Farnaz have anything to say. I know yesterday, Farnaz, during our conversations, and Jeremiah was on the call as well, with Herb and Madison. Mason. Is that his name? Mason. I want to say Madison in my head. Not yesterday, the day before. We did speak with them about potential openings on different committees, audit being one, governance, and MCP. So we may have an additional board member on this committee. Is that correct, Jeremiah and Farnaz?
Yes, we may soon. We're going to talk to them about the possible openings of either serving on this committee, someone serving on the finance committee, and there was one additional committee we were considering. Right,
governance, and even the MCP. I just wanted to let. Specifically, you know, those on the call who are not on that call, that there we may have an additional member at some point in the near future. Just as an FYI.
Yep, that's right. And then, just with regard to the next steps, this line item is really if there were findings or anything, any major changes we'd like to make. But as far as like minor action steps, I will reach back out to the auditor and ask for these corrections, and then we'll have the final version of the audit report go to the board next Thursday at our ECS board meeting.
Okay. Anything else, Tracy, Farnaz? We're not looking at, we're still in that 3-year period of working with the audit firm, correct? So there's no need to review or approve another contract for this year or next, right?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else we need to approve besides the adjournment?
Just this action item, just to recommend this.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So, do I have a motion to recommend the board approval of the 21-22 audit report?
I move to recommend board approval of 21-22 audit report.
Thank you, Madhu. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Kennedy. Madhu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
And Anthony. Aye. We recommend the board approve 21-22 audit report. So,
yay.
Thank you very much.
Kennedy, you look so excited.
Hey,
so Kennedy, before we adjourn,
findings. That's the sweet phrase for me is no findings.
Yeah. I was going to ask, was your audit call better or worse than this one?
Oh no, worse.
Okay,
so I'm doing a little bit of turnaround. So
I'm glad we put a smile on your face.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anything you want to, appreciations, any other discussions before we adjourn?
The only thing I want to say is just to support, underline what you said about this being a strong organization financially. That doesn't happen by happenstance. It doesn't happen overnight. It's really from the very beginning, but it's just Jeremiah, Farnaz, you know, Tracy, your intelligence, your persistence, your strategic vision is really what contributes to us getting stronger and stronger. So just wanted to say congratulations.
No doubt.
I already appreciated the finance team. I want to take a moment to appreciate Jeremiah because he's just the most thoughtful and meticulous and strategic worker, that he never lets anything get to the point of being stressful. He manages life in a calm and zen manner, and it is a true delight to work with you, Jeremiah.
Thank you. Thank you, Pranaz. I wanted to thank the committee for grouping here and having that unbiased third party perspective to help us look through these reports. So thank you so much. A very good result this year. Hope for more. Yeah.
And one more thing. Is the beard your secret to your zen-like quality?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, I think it's just, I get stressed about stress. So I try to, avoid it and play peacemaker as much as possible.
Well done. And Kennedy, I think you can grow a beard to determine whether you can get greater zen.
It would not look as good as Jeremiah. He rocks.
Doesn't matter what you look like. It matters how you feel. So if I grew one, which I have, I wouldn't be able to get on an airplane. So I keep mine off. All right. With that, anything else before we motion to adjourn? All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you, Madhu. Do I have a second?
I second.
All right, thank you, Kennedy. All right, Madhu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful
thank
weekend.
You. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Pranaz, I hope you feel better.
Great day.
Yes, thank you so better. Much.
Have thank a great you. Weekend.
Take care.
You too. Bye.